Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Have you always wanted to learn something more about a hunting-related topic? Or always wanted to say something to someone on social media that called out something related to hunting? Or even how to address a statement made by colleagues around hunting? You want to be confident in your response, but you're just not equipped with enough knowledge, facts, or questions to sound intelligent. In the next 5 minutes, I'll give you what you need. Short, sharp, information dense, and to the point. Here we go.
Here's the question on everyone's lips. Are Colorado mountain lions, quote-unquote, trophy hunted? The technical answer is no. The emotional answer is that it's dependent on the motivation of the individual. Motivation is something that one cannot control, and this happens in all facets, all aspects of society. You can't change the motivation of someone who wants to drunk drive. You can't change the motivation of someone who wants to use drugs. You can't change the motivation of someone who wants to use steroids to win in a competition. Certain people's motivations are super unclear to others to say, well, why did you think that you wanted to do it the way that you did it? Now you mix in different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different ethics. That's all as diverse as the melting pot of humanity itself. So all I can talk to is the technical, legal answer to the question, which again, is no. Mountain lions are not trophy hunted in the state of Colorado. Well, how do you know that, Robbie? You see, by state law, they're not defined as a trophy animal. They're not defined as vermin or a fur bearer either. They are defined as a big game animal, just like elk, just like mule deer, just like black bears, just like pronghorn. Big game, like elk, like mule deer, like mountain lions, like black bears, are all hunted for different reasons. But the law states that you must sustainably utilize all parts of that animal. Meat, hide, bones if you want. So by law, you are not allowed to leave the meat of a big game animal in the state of Colorado in the field. By law, by the state of Colorado, you are not allowed to leave the head of the animal in the field. By law, in the state of Colorado, you're not allowed to leave the hide of the animal in the field either. It all has to come out with you, i.e. you have to utilize all of it. So here's what the statute says, and I'm going to have to read it to make sure that I get it perfectly right. Colorado Parks and Wildlife Regulations, CHW-0, Article 11, mandates that for any wildlife taken under the authority of 33-6-119 CRS, all edible portions of game wildlife taken under the authority of a license shall be properly prepared to provide for human consumption. This applies to all big game animals, including mountain lions. Colorado Statute 33-6-119 continues to state that failing to reasonably attempt to dress or care for and provide for human consumption the edible portions of game wildlife, including mountain lions, misdemeanor charges may result in fines and license suspension. So by definition, mountain lion hunting by the statute of the state of Colorado is actually resource hunting. By taking an animal like a mountain lion, you must take all of its usable parts, i.e. you must take its head, you must take its hide, and you must take all of the meat. Now, what you don't know is that mountain lion meat is absolutely delicious. So the question, are mountain lions in the state of Colorado trophy hunted? There's my answer.